Experts are warning Australians to be cautious of their online security amid the controversy surrounding Facebook's data harvesting scandal. United States political consultant Cambridge Analytica was suspended from the social media company last week after it emerged 50 million users' data had not been destroyed as agreed. Facebook is yet to reveal whether Australians were among those affected, but the National Justice Project's George Newhouse says Australians have reason to be concerned about how their personal information is being accessed.
Australians are affected by the taking of their data and the use of their data every day, every minute of every day, and even every second of every day. We have the right to know what information is being kept on us, and we have the right to demand that it be deleted or corrected.
The case has renewed calls for tougher privacy laws in Australia, including the right to be forgotten concept adopted in Europe. Attorney General Christian Porter says the federal government is not considering any alterations to the Privacy Act at this time. But a social media movement calling for users to delete Facebook is gaining traction. Many Australians say they would support it.
I think anyone that's on there would be crazy to have all their information for everybody to see.
If I have to share my pictures, I will share with my close friends and with my relatives or with my immediate family. I don't want everyone to see my pictures.
While deleting social media accounts is one way to protect online privacy, there are alternative solutions. Experts advise reviewing privacy settings regularly, turning off location services, and even entering a different birth date. Tom Urin from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute explains.
Using good passwords on sites, being mindful of exactly what you're giving up when you give out information, and being cautious about what you post online.
But Professor Vladinjola from the University of Novi Sad has told SBS's Serbian language program Australians also need to understand the internet in order to protect themselves.
We should try to find a way how better to make those systems transparent, because if they are not transparent in a way, we will not be able to understand what are the threats, and we are not be able to understand what are the main business models behind the internet if we don't understand what's going on within those black boxes such as Facebook and Google.
Professor Yola says he is hopeful the current business model will change so that everyone can access the internet without being concerned for their privacy.
We can use different tools to anonymize our online behavior, to browse the internet like more securely or whatever. But it's really sad that we need to make a lot of effort for that. And we need all the time to be in a fight for something that is basically our basic right.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.